are they doing this? Because your government has completely abandoned these communities. You have rolled out the red carpet for the vulture funds. You're allowing thousands of sales of restructured performing mortgages to take place to the vultures outside of the code of conduct of the central bank. And you have allowed time and time again the banks to ride roughshod over ordinary people. So, Taoiseach, will you, because you said if it may is required, will you ensure that this is the last time that unauthorised, unregulated bank henchmen will be entering property and behaving in the type of despicable way that we've seen in Roscommon last Tuesday?
Taoiseach, 1 minute.
Deputy, I agree with you that we need proper regulation in this area. The Minister for Justice acknowledged that yesterday. He's established an interdepartmental group to examine it with the view to them reporting to him in January in only a few weeks' time. So I agree with you that we need regulation in this area. I agree with you that nobody wants to see people evicted ever from their homes, particularly at Christmas time. Where evictions occur, they should only ever happen in rare cases after the court has heard both sides of the story and has issued a repossession order first and eviction order thereafter. And that, I understand, happened in this case. But I'm very concerned, Deputy, that you've had nothing to say about what happened afterwards. 20 or 30 people arriving in a cattle truck, armed with baseball bats, who then injured three or four other people, set cars alight, and caused an animal to be shot dead. I find it very concerning that you have nothing to say about that, that you've made two contributions now. And you've not condemned. Deputy.
Two of us won't be standing at the one time.
Taoiseach,
you might like the answer,
I condemn violent and thuggish behaviour by anyone under any circumstances, so let there be no doubt about this. But in two contributions, in fact, in three contributions now, you have dismissed the fact that tax evasion is a serious offence. You have criticised the Gardaí. You've criticised the High Court for making this order, having heard the cases.
You've got injury time.
And you have said nothing about the thugs who climbed on the back of a cattle truck.
You've got injury
20
time.
Of them. Broke into property, injured three people, killed a dog.
Deputy Doherty, I'm moving on immediately to Deputy Brendan Howland. If this continues, I will have no choice.
When it comes to Sinn Féin and the rule of law, and public order,
Deputy
and condemning violence, it doesn't take very long for your balaclava to slip.
Deputy Brendan Howland. Deputy Doherty. Deputy Doherty, I will have to exercise if necessary. Deputy Brendan Howland, 3 minutes. What is the remark?
My balaclava
is disgraceful
and it's diversionary tactics because
you refuse
to condemn what happened.
I would suggest that you both read the blacks when they're available and maybe we could revisit it. Hold on, Taoiseach. No. You can both read the blacks, both of you, and if we have to revisit it,
we will.
Deputy Brendan Howland.